Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness. Telling the stories and singing the songs of the people of our communities and our country, Larry Long. Recording the songs of our fellow citizens and neighbors and friends, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and this morning we are celebrating community organizing.
From all across the state of Tennessee, farmers bring the goods to town, and they sell their food in church parking lots, and they get a price that's fair. Food fair.
Food fair.
Where the farmers and the people. Food fair.
Food fair.
Work together hand in hand. Food fair.
Food fair.
Where the farmers and the people, they work together hand in hand, oh Lord. They work together hand in hand.
Yesterday I had an opportunity, really a privilege, to spend time with a friend of mine that I've known for many years who's an amazing community organizer, Pat Stevens. 27 years ago, as a member of his Rotary Club, he volunteered to be the president of a new venture of the Rotary Club called Rotary Lights, in which they would decorate the park with Christmas lights from Thanksgiving until New Year's Day. People would drive through the park and enjoy the beauty of the lights and the river and our community. And it was open to everyone with the invitation to please bring a canned good to feed people who are hungry in our community. That first year, 27 years ago, they collected 3,178 canned goods that they gave out to the food pantries. There were three in La Crosse at that time. 27 years later, there are 42 different food pantries and a number of different places like Wafer and the Hunger Task Force that make sure that people in our community have enough to eat. It's a year-round project, Rotary Lights. In fact, this Saturday, they will put Santa's workshop into the park. Later, they'll bring in poles in which they'll string lights, and Christmas trees will appear, and there'll be a place for kids to be able to skate and a warming center. 3,000 people volunteer in order to provide this experience for our community. 27 years later, they've now collected last year 313,000 different canned goods that they passed out to pantries across our community so people have enough to eat in the winter months. Good people coming together to do good work, organizing for a good greater than themselves. And this man who smiles with a twinkle of the Irish in his eyes, his ancestors, knows that doing good brings joy. Feeding people brings hope. Loving others is service made visible.
And people, they come from miles around to be with farmers there and to be with the people who belong to the church who just organized a bake sale. Food fair.
Food fair.
Where the farmers and the people. Food fair.
Food fair.
They don't need no middleman. Food fair.
Food fair.
Where the farmers and the people. They work together hand in hand, oh Lord. Working together hand in hand.
About 5 years ago, I was invited to come and speak at a rural high school. First to the middle school students in the morning, and then to the high school students in the afternoon. And then I was asked if I'd like to have lunch with the middle school student council. I said, sure. I sat down for lunch with 15 children between the ages of 12 and 14, all got a slice of pizza, all got a big glass of milk. And after they were done eating, I looked at all of them, their bright, shining little faces, and said, what is one thing that you could do to make your school a better place? And they looked at me and said, more food for lunch. And somebody kind of laughed. And then I realized at that moment somebody had spoken the truth. The Italians have a marvelous proverb, there's always truth in a joke, a child, and a glass of wine. And one of those children has spoken the truth. More food at lunch. Why? Because they recognize a number of their classmates never get enough to eat. They recognize that their classmates, if they didn't have breakfast and lunch, they might not have any food for that day. So I asked the students, how much does a pound of hamburger cost? And somebody said $2, and somebody said $3, and somebody said $4. They really weren't quite sure. And then somebody said, well, and it's cheaper at the dollar store, at which point people again laughed. And I looked at them and I said, why is it that some people's mom and dad shop at the dollar store? And they looked at me and they said, well, because they don't have much money. And they realized that a number of their classmates, their parents don't have a lot of money, and so they never have enough to eat. And that's why they said, if we want to make our school a better place, let's have more food at lunchtime. Well, after that lunch with those marvelous children, we walked into the gymnasium, and it was around Thanksgiving time, and they had just been working, raising money in order to buy sheep and chickens and pigs for a village in Africa. But children in Africa would have enough to eat because their parents would be able to raise their own food. Children across the globe today are hungry. Children in our country and in our communities need breakfast and lunch and adults to eat with them. There's lots of work to be done. Let's get busy.
Now the big money people at first didn't mind when the farmers first came to town, till they saw all the people coming every day buying food for less than retail. So they called up the mayor and the health inspector, and they talked about the zoning law, saying food being sold out in the open, it must surely be against the law. But letters they came from miles around, addressed to the city hall, reminding the mayor that it was election year and he better not outlaw food fair.
Food fair.
Where the farmers and the people, food fair.
Food fair.
Don't need no middleman, food fair.
Food fair.
Where the farmers and the people, they work together hand in hand, oh Lord. They work together hand in hand. So the mayor decided it just might be best to leave well enough alone. 'Cause after all, what could be wrong with food that is homegrown? Food fair.
Food fair.
Where the farmers and the people, food fair.
Food fair.
Don't need no middleman, food fair.
Food fair.
Where the farmers and the people, they work together hand in hand, oh Lord. They work together hand in hand.
It's been my privilege for the last 25 years to be part of a little community in La Crosse called the Place of Grace. We're a Catholic worker house. We gather on Monday mornings and we pray and we talk about the needs of the people in our community, in our neighborhood. People who don't have a place to live or enough to eat. People who are worried about where they find warm socks or boots for the winter time. But mostly, where do people have a place to belong? What's rather amazing is that many of us say the Our Father, casually, give us this day our daily bread. Well, why do we ask for bread? Because you cannot participate in the community unless you have bread to share. The word companion comes from two Latin words, cum panus. It's the people that we share bread with, the people that we eat with. And so to be hungry is to be locked out of the community. I've been amazed over the last 25 years how this little community has survived. People sitting down next to each other, saving a place that everybody would have a place at the table, would get enough to eat, but would be encouraged in conversation to share not only food, but their lives. How important this is. An older woman who had come for a number of years was on a fixed income. The woman did not have a great deal of ability to speak, but she was generous. She took care of her children and her grandchildren. She lived on a fixed income and she gave them whatever she could, and by the end of the month, oftentimes had no money of her own. And she'd come up to me and she'd whisper and she'd say, hey, big guy, do you got a roll of toilet paper? Can you imagine what it must be like to go up to a stranger and have to whisper and say, do you got toilet paper? See, food stamps don't cover toilet paper or toiletries or hygiene products or toothpaste. Hey, mister, do you got some toilet paper? Hey, mister, I'm hungry for dignity and respect. This is the time of year in which every church, school, business, nonprofit may be holding food drives, a food fair, if you will, to feed those members of our community who are hungry. Please be generous. Give those things that you would enjoy a nice sodium-free can of soup, mac and cheese, marinara for pasta sauce, peanut butter, jelly, a nice can of mandarin oranges. All of us are hungry for food and friendship and community, and all of us have something to give and receive.
There's a new day coming, and it's not far off, from sea to shining sea. In every city, town, and state, there'll be a food fair for you and for me. Food fair.
Food fair.
Where the farmers and the people. Food fair.
Food fair.
Don't need no middleman. Food fair.
Food fair.
Where the farmers and the people, they work together hand in hand, oh Lord. Working together hand in hand. Working together hand in hand, oh Lord. Working together hand in hand. Food fairs were a project of the Agricultural Marketing Project that was housed in the Center for Health Services at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. As Lindsay Jones, the executive director and organizer of food fairs and founder of that organization, tells it, the small farmers are going under. They are in need of a market to sell their produce, and those who lived in the city are in need of buying healthy, non-chemically grown food. The problem is, Lindsay explained, it's rooted in big trucking firms cutting the little guy out. Instead of buying locally grown fruits and vegetables, they're hauling it in from big corporate farms on the East and West Coast to stack on the shelves of big corporate chain stores that are also undercutting the local grocery store. The only place left for a lot of vegetables growers to sell their goods is by the side of the road and from the back of their own pickup trucks. Lindsay and her staff came up with a brilliant idea. Let's get local churches to open up their parking lots for local farmers to sell their goods and sell directly to the consumer. And so that's what they did. After I wrote them the song Food Fair, Lindsay hired me to organize a food fair in the town of Columbia, Tennessee, located off of Highway 65, halfway between Nashville and the Alabama state line. The first thing I needed when I got to Columbia, Tennessee, was to find a few churches willing to open up their parking lots for local producers to sell their produce. The problem, though, was that nobody knew me, and I didn't know them. Every church door I knocked on got slammed shut pretty quickly. By the close of that first week of organizing, despair set in. I thought, there's no way that I, a total stranger, let alone a Yankee, can make this work in a southern town of Tennessee. At that very moment, I hit rock bottom. While driving my car, I came upon a church on the left-hand side of the road. So I pulled my car to a stop in that parking lot. I walked up to the side church door. No sooner than after I knocked on that door, it swung wide open. Standing there right before me was a stately-looking gentleman. He was wearing a white shirt with a diagonal striped tie pulled up tight and a Windsor knot to the collar beneath a black suit coat. He had a well-trimmed brown mustache and hair that touched the tip of his ears. While extending his right hand out in a firm handshake, he said, "My name is Reverend Dr. Macy, and who might I be talking to?" "Larry Long," I replied. After which I shared with Dr. Macy a very lengthy description of food fairs and why his church might consider hosting a food fair in their parking lot with local farmers. When I got done, though, Dr. Macy didn't seem very impressed. As a matter of fact, quite the opposite. Then, with a smile on his face, he asked, "What do you have in that case?" "A guitar," I replied. When he heard that, the reverend's face lit up. "I play the ukulele," Dr. Macy said. "Would you be willing to play guitar with me for senior citizens through the Meals on Wheels program?" Without a breath of hesitation, I replied, "Absolutely, I would love to do that." Dr. Macy stood right up from behind his desk and said, "I think having a food fair in the parking lot of our church is a wonderful idea. Let's do it." Not only that, but when I asked Dr. Macy if he knew any local farmers, he got right on the phone and called members in his congregation with ties to the land, one of whom offered me a place to live out in the country for the entire summer. When all was said and done, for 2 months of that summer season, every week, we had a food fair on the west side of town on a Tuesday, the southeast side of town on a Thursday, and down along the river bottoms on the north side of town on Saturday. Over 30 farm families participated throughout the summer selling their produce. At the close of August, following that final food fair, on a Sunday morning, the mayor of Columbia, Tennessee, gave me the key to the city before the entire congregation of Dr. Macy's church. Here's the song I wrote for Reverend Dr. Macy out of gratitude for his kindness.
Dr. Macy, why, he's a preacher. He has faith in the Lord. But for me, I still got questions when it comes to my soul. Lord, I don't know what I believe in. I don't know where I stand when it comes to knowing Jesus. I don't know who I am. Dr. Macy, when I met him, I had no place to stay, and he took the time, why, to help me. And this book to me he gave, and I've read through your Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you're there, Lord, please guide me through this night that has grown long. 'Cause I've grown tired of my wandering, like a child so far from home, to be found without direction, traveling through this world of woe.
So we thank you all for listening to Conspiracy of Goodness. We want you all to have a wonderful week. And don't forget that all we have is what we give away, and we are here for the sole purpose to be of service to other people who are in turn in service to us, which forms a great big wheel of human kindness. Don't lose hope. Reach out. Love somebody. Help them out, and they'll help you out the same. Have a great week, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, friends, and until we see each other again, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.